Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up? Blog Talk Radio. What's going on? This is Brother B. This is another edition of The Menu. And I got my big cuz with me tonight. Cuz, you on? You on, cuz?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, good evening, good evening. What's up? Part of my lateness, you know, had to take care of some daddy duty. But I'm here. How you doing, cuz? What's going on?
I'm okay. I'm good.
That's good.
I feel important right now.
Oh, listen, you should feel important all the time. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I feel you on that.
Yeah, I feel important because I feel like I'm on a, you know, I feel good right now, like, you know, hosting the show.
Yeah, I very much appreciate it because, you know, my other co-hosts, they got, you know, personal things to take care of, so I appreciate you helping me out with this.
No problem.
And, you know, like I said, this whole talk show thing, this is something I like to do. You know, you get to get things off your chest and, you know.
Exactly.
You know, talk about the things that certain people just don't really want to address, you know?
Yep,
like
exactly.
Our topic for tonight, personal feelings in the workplace. Now, We all have a coworkers or a boss or somebody who just seems to feel the need to not mind their business or mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why. Now, listen, like the man said, may he rest in peace, can't we all get along?
Right, absolutely.
Why are you stressing me and worrying about what's going on with me at my job and me doing what I'm doing? And you got a job and you need to do what you're doing. But, you know, some people just don't know how to, you know, mind their goddamn business.
Right.
So
I mean, there's nothing wrong with you know, trying to, you know, make sure that person is doing their job, but don't get to the point where you take your title, you know, a little beyond of what it is.
Exactly.
That's what I feel. And then you take a lot of things, you know, you take a lot of stuff like personal with that person. Like, don't take your personal feelings out on that person.
That's my thing. I wonder, like, is it just something like going wrong in their life? Because, you know, there is that saying, misery loves company. So it just makes me wonder, are these just a bunch of miserable people who have no control over their own lives?
That's exactly what it is.
Where they feel the need, where they feel the need to try and bully you. And tell you what to do and how to do it and try to, you know, slow your roll.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yep.
Because, y'all, we on the job and we making the same money. I don't see why you should be out. Like, I don't see why you should even be envious. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've all had those coworkers or people that you work with on the job where they just seem to just like, yo, you know, oh, I got to get her. I got to get at her. And you're like,
right.
you may not have nothing compared to whatever they got, but they still feel the need to want to come at you and cause grief on the job. And my thing is, like, what's the purpose? Because, like, I had a homegirl of mine who's going through some issues on her job and telling me about catty women. Now, I'm a man, so I know about ignorant dudes, but could you please elaborate on the catty woman thing? Because I don't really understand that.
Oh, a catty woman?
Yeah, catty women, when they all get together and I guess they being catty.
No.
Whatever they call it.
Well, I never heard that expression. I don't know. Okay, maybe she means something like, well, it's probably the same thing, but in the workplace, and especially in the workplace, and, you know, where I used to work at, with, you know, 911, and it was more women than it was men, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing of, how can I say it? I'm trying to think of a phrase or a way to say it. It's like, it was like being, my thing is, it was like being in high school all over again. And
gotcha.
I think that's what, that's one of the things that I didn't like, because it's just like everybody had their own little cliques that they wanted to be around. If you, and just like you said, you don't have to have much. You don't have to have, you know, certain things, and they still looked at you when it was like a, we get a look, like, I guess because you're the new person, and, you know, because I was, you know, we were basically the new person there, so when you're the new person there, it's the, oh, who the F she thinks she is. Why does it have to be like that? Because I'm just a friendly person, or, you know, if they, or if somebody that they particularly don't like, and maybe them two didn't get along, but you get along with that person, then it's like, oh, what does she have that make them get along? And when I tried to get along with that person, me and that person couldn't get along. It's just, like I said, it's like being in high school, and that's how, and the sad thing about it, this is women are like that to each other now more than they were years ago. And I think a lot of that has to do with also that love and hip-hop stuff where everybody, all these women are dog eat dog. Everybody's, you know, going after each other. And it's,
yeah,
it's,
but for
it's,
what? Like, what's the competition for?
Because that's the way it is. Just like I said, you should see some of them women in there, and they come to work, and everybody's dolled up. Everybody's face is plastered with all this makeup and lipstick and eyeshadow. You got all this stuff on, and you're behind a phone. Who are you impressing? Now, unless you are going someplace after work, I can see that. Or you went someplace before work, I can see that. But you're going to be sitting at a desk from 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Who are you impressing? Then a lot of them, like I said, we wore uniforms. Everybody got to try to find the tightest. Now, you're not supposed to wear that stuff, but everybody got to try to find the tightest pants that they can find to wear and all these little, shirts. Okay? It's nothing wrong with looking decent. It's nothing wrong if you want to look nice. It's nothing wrong with that. I believe in, you know, looking decent and nice, but it's just like some of those women, they overdo it, and I think they do it to impress each other. They're not doing it to really impress the guy, because there's really no men, that many men on that job. But then again, maybe that's what they're doing it for, because that one or two men that look kind of decent, oh, I'm going to get him. So let me wear the tightest pants, and let me have a shirt low cut, and let me have a 32-inch weave in my hand plaster. It's like, stop it. You know, it's like, stop it. And then and then on top of that, then you're going after each other. Oh, she thinks she all of that. Oh, because her car look better than my car. Oh, because she friendly. I came to work one day. And like I said, I don't wear all that craziness and walk around with six Gucci bags on. I don't wear all of that stuff. I brought a lipstick from the beauty supply. And I said, well, let me try it on and see how it looks. Because like I said, you know, sometimes you want to just try a little something different. I put the lipstick on, went to battle, put the lipstick on before we started work. Came out, oh, my God, you should have seen the looks that I got. Oh, you only going to be sitting behind the phone. And I said, listen, I just put it on to see how long it lasts. So when I do decide to wear it and go out somewhere, I'll know that it's going to last, or it looks a certain way on me. And then you had to look, oh, it looks nice on you. It looks decent, blah, 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 whatever. But it's just like, why? I don't understand. I don't understand it. I try to, but I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But, to me, it's more women, because I noticed that the dudes on the job, they get along fine with each other. Yo, what's up? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. The women, like I said, one day they talking to each other, the next day they up and down, and, oh, I don't talk to her no more. Like, wasn't you just talking to her like 2 days ago? Like, I don't understand. I don't get it either.
I mean, like I said, some people just take the title, the title in certain jobs too far. Like, some people don't even have titles. And they just take it too far because they're so busy brown nosing. And it's like, exactly. Yo, like, real talk, listen, to you brown noses and you little snitches and everything else, do you really think it's going to get you somewhere? Do you really think that you're going to get, is going to thicken up your pockets? Listen, you may get a little bone tossed to you, but make no mistake, the same people that you snitching to don't trust you. Because you can turn around and snitch on them. So, yep. I mean, come on, real talk. Where do you think you coming from, or where you coming off with being an informer? Like, it's not going to do them some good. It's not necessary. And then, you know, the thing that I don't like is, like you said, people, they get in these little packs and these cliques and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and then they want to gang up on somebody. You don't know who you're messing with, man. You don't know who you're dealing with or who you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, just because you at the job, listen, it may be a big, but it's a small world. And don't think you won't see that same person up in the shop, right? Or you see them in the movie theater, and next thing you know, it's like, yo, now what? Now what you got to say?
Yep, exactly.
You're talking all that junk at work, now what?
You ain't said nothing but a word, and that's the thing. And the thing is, you don't know who, it's like some people have, you know, they work on jobs, and they have family that work on those jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
And you act in a certain way, and you don't know how people, you know, people maybe, they might be close with that family member, be like, yo, like, dog, nah, you're not going to do that. That's my, you know, my cousin, my uncle, you know, whatever. But it's, I don't know. This, you know, and it's sad because this is why they have all these trainings with the, like, what is it? It's the EEO, I think it is, something like that. Or this is why they have trainings about workplace violence and stuff like that, because I know before I started, you know, working, we had to do a training, and they tell you about how, like, discrimination, violence in the workplace, stuff like that, and it's like, how did this come to this point? It's like, when, like, how?
Because you know what? It's just like back in school, when we was in school, what happened? Some you always got somebody egging the fight on. Like, they want to see the fight. They want to see the drama. And, and they don't do anything about it. Like, yo, some of these bosses and these coworkers are the same. And it's sad. You think because they're a supervisor or they're a boss or something, you think they would know better. Nah, they stupid.
Nope.
They stupid, too.
Just as stupid.
They dumb. And, you know, some of them lack, a lot of them lack the concern for other people.
No.
So
mm-hmm.
Once you get a title as a supervisor, that doesn't mean that you have the, you know what I'm saying, like you're supposed to be bossing somebody around. No.
Right.
A constructive criticism, or, you know, you talk to them about what they need to do to for their job. But, yo, being a boss doesn't have anything to do with getting into somebody's, like, personal business. Or tell them what they do in their personal life. Like, there's lines that need to be drawn.
Man,
and some people choose not to draw them.
Man, and hey, guess what? That job definitely gave me that experience. Because, like I said, some of them supervisors, they were just downright nasty for no reason. Just like you said, constructive criticism and just speaking to, and like I said, we're not children. You're talking to an adult. You're talking to somebody that's a grandparent or a parent of older kids. I'm not talking, you know, if they got, well, no, just a parent in general. I'm not even going to say with the age. You're talking to somebody that is probably the same age as you or maybe older than you. And they used to talk to some, I'm telling you, I've heard so many arguments with some of the supervisors and the workers because the supervisor just come all kind of sideways at the person and have that. It's not like that person, and from what I've seen or known, it's not like that person is a confrontational person. But you're making them confrontational. Because you want to just talk nasty for no reason because, I'm the supervisor. Yes, you're a supervisor, but you don't have to treat people like that. That means you have a personal problem with that person. You know what I always say. If a person treats you a certain way, that's because they have a personal problem.
Well, either that or they just got a personal problem. They got a problem themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't have what it takes. But yet they get breaks. And, you know, some they'll get a little roll and then they'll take it a little too far.
Right.
And the thing is, if you didn't have a voice before, don't get a title and try to have a voice now. If you didn't have a voice before, you know what I'm saying, don't get a little job and think you know you have to try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, be humble. Whatever happened to being humble? You know, people. A lot of people don't know how to be humble anymore, and
that went out the window.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why it went out the window.
I don't know if it's just like maybe because I don't know. Like I said, just the dynamics of this world just has changed. Nobody has any morals. Nobody has any values no more. Nobody cares about anybody's life. It's just gone, and I don't know, you know, I'm not going to try to put too much, like I said, I ain't the most ultra-religious person in the world, but I think a lot of it is because people don't have a relationship with God anymore. They don't have that relationship. It's like they're so involved in work. Oh, I got to work because I need to get a house, and I want to go on vacation. I want to do this or that. They forget. None of these things are going to be possible if you don't give that man some praise, some time. You got to at least, when you get up in the morning, it don't take nothing to say, you know, God, thank you for waking me up this morning and giving me life, allowing me to get up to go to work. They don't do that because they're so consumed with just going to work because they look at what people have, what they're doing. Okay, and this also has to do with personal feelings in the workplace because they see that person going on vacation and they got this nice car and they this and this and the other. Oh, I want what she got or he got.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They don't know what it took to get there. They don't know.
Right.
They don't know what that person had to do to get to that point. And like
exactly.
I said, I mean, a job is a job, a career is a career. But either, no matter how you put it, you know, there's no need to be going on. Like, work is a place of business.
Exactly.
If you can't conduct yourself in a business fashion, you know what I'm saying, you don't need to be there.
No,
so
that's no.
Personal gripes and everything else. It's like, I can understand, all right, listen, if you don't like me, cool, but, yo, we got a job to do.
Exactly.
So let's get it, you know what I'm saying, let's get it done. But you got
Absolutely.
Some people that just can't look past that. Like,
no.
I'm not going to lie. There's certain people on my job that I just figure, like, yo, I just can't work with. You know, like, you try to get past the personal issues, but
right.
they're just determined. They're just really determined to make things just bad. They're determined to disturb the peace, and I don't understand why. It's like, yo, if your life is that miserable, then, yo, go run into a wall or something like that. Go slam your head into a
wall.
Door. Yeah, go slam your head into a door. Something,
stupid,
man. Like, I don't understand, you know.
Yeah, it's keeping up my, you know, like your aunt and my mama used to say, it's keeping up with the Joneses. They're trying to keep up with everybody, and like I said, they see what they, like I said, they see on TV, they looking at all that, like I said, that Love and Hip Hop and all these shows and looking at what these people got. Oh, girl, she had that wig on last night. I want to get that same wig. Okay?
Oh,
or they see somebody else, or they see some other chick at the job with that same wig that the chick on had on last night in the show, so now she mad because she can't get that wig. So... So it's just a sad state of affairs we living in these days.
Yeah, it's a bunch of buffoonery and coonery that's
mm-hmm.
going on, and they don't think it is. Like, listen, nowadays you can't relate real life to what's going on TV. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, TV is, we already know TV is not real. There's a bunch of actors. But then some of these so-called reality shows, Like, yeah, people starting to bring that into the workplace.
Like,
the workplace is starting to become one big reality show.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Everybody just talking smack. You know, people kind of doing what they want to do. You know, and everybody want to be a boss.
Yep.
And it's like, yo.
Definitely right.
Whatever happened to, like I said, whatever happened to coming to work and just, you know, being at peace, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yo, real talk, like what Biggie said, man, more money, more problems. Like,
yeah.
You go, it's like, I remember I used to work a little BS security job, low $9-$10 an hour years ago, and it was quiet. It was peaceful. It was never no drama. Then all of a sudden, you get high up the food chain, and the next thing you know, everybody think they Chuck Norris, you know what I'm saying, or Sylvester Stallone, cats want to stick they, you know, they chest out. They think they, you know, Clint Eastwood, you know, and it's like, yo, really?
Or like, David Carradine.
Yeah. They, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, are you serious? Like, you know, and it's like, people want to label me. Like, you can't label me angry when you doing stupid stuff.
Right.
That's what I find interesting. You gonna call me angry, but you doing something stupid. Like, that's like you spitting in my soup, and then you expect me to still eat it. And
yeah,
be
like, oh, it ain't nothing. That's not spit.
Yes,
exactly from the soup.
Yeah, it's like I just saw you spit in my soup. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
But I just saw some fly out your mouth. Nope, wasn't me.
Nope, wasn't me.
Like, oh, so I'm stupid. So I'm stupid then. No, I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying that I ain't spitting your soup. I may have coughed and something came out of my mouth, but I ain't
spit. I may have coughed, but I ain't spit.
Listen, yeah, don't switch it around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't switch
it
around. It is what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's like you said, it's like long in the days that people just went to work. Now you go to work to show out.
They don't go to work.
They go to work to show out.
Yeah, it's like, yo, like it's like you said, it's not a fashion show. Because you know what, like you know what, I look at jobs like where you wear a uniform.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody comes there looking the same for a reason.
Exactly.
So it's like everybody looks the same. You ain't no different than me.
But you know what's so funny?
What's up?
You're absolutely right, because That's why they implemented the uniforms on that job. That's why they implemented it, because people was coming to work trying to be one, like I said, trying to be one up, and then a lot of it wasn't following the rules in terms of the dress code. So who was the mayor at that time? I think it was Bloomberg. Was like, y'all don't know how to dress? Okay, uniforms.
Yeah, like you can't come in there wearing like high heels and
yeah.
and bathing and perfume, thinking it's okay. Like, nah, you gotta come in humble.
Yeah, and that's how they was coming in there, short skirts, you know, especially when it's summertime. Can't everybody coming in with booty shorts? Do you realize it's a place of business?
Just
make sure that they're, you know.
Maybe they was trying to get somebody on the job.
I believe that's definitely a possibility, because like, once again, just like what's his name, wife, what's the basketball player wife, and she went on what's her name? Oh man, I forgot his name. But
are you talking about
his
Kardashian people?
No. It's a basketball player. What is his name? I can't think of his name now. But his wife had went on Twitter and was like, women look better when they cover, like they look more classy when they cover up than to be on, you know, like on the social media showing all your goods. So now all these women are mad with her. What are you mad at her about? First of all, she's saying something that women been saying for the last 2, 3, 4 years since social media has been out. Cover yourself up. You don't have to have all of that out to entice somebody. And especially when you're in your workplace. You're not supposed to, like, come on with all of that.
Well, first of all, you in the workplace looking like that, my thing is, you trying to, of course, they trying to catch more than a cold. But it's like, yo, to me, some women who feel they have to dress like that lack the mental skills, I should say, to get a dude or a real man. That's why they dress like that, and then they wonder why they wind up with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like a real man going to look at you a certain way. You know, like I said, especially in the workplace. You come in the workplace representing yourself the wrong way, best believe you're going to be looked at either as a coochie or you're doing the right thing, you're going to be looked at as a real woman.
Exactly.
Like I said, when it comes down to the workplace, there shouldn't be any type of competitive junk, people trying to get other people fired. And I'm like, yo, man, like when I hear stuff like this and I see stuff like this, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
is it that serious? Mm-hmm.
I don't see how, because you know what? I'm not going to rejoice over somebody losing a paycheck.
Right.
Especially if that's my fault. Like, that's not.
Yeah, but they don't see it like that because, like I said, just like you said, it's those personal feelings. They don't like that person. I don't like you. I don't like you to the point that I don't want you. I don't even want you existing here at this show. I don't want you here. So I'm going to do everything in my power to get you out of here.
Well, my thing is, who the hell are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, unless your name is J.P. Morgan and Chase, so, like, who the hell are you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who the hell are you? Matter of fact, unless
my thing is, unless you the one that's signing my damn paycheck. How about that?
Yeah, this is true. Who the hell are you?
And who
that's
the hell are
people,
you?
People on the job, they overstep their boundaries. Like, even
mm-hmm.
like I said, you get a little pin on your shirt, which means you're a little sergeant or a lieutenant or you're a supervisor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, listen, don't get it twisted, Twinkie. This job is not, unless you got a bed and a bath in this job, don't think that somebody's not going to check you
right.
or hold court with you outside of this place. You know what I'm saying? Some people think that, well, you know, I'm at the job, so they can't do nothing because, you know, they'll get fired. Listen, there's people that just don't care. That's
yep.
why I'm like, yo, just come to work, do your job, and shut up. Like what? Like how you said it and how Eddie Murphy said it in Delirious, have a Coke and a smile and shut up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just chill. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, yo, I mean, you make people make things more complicated. Like, I work overnight, and it's like, yo, there's individuals that make things complicated, more complicated than they need to be. If the night is quiet, listen, there's always one person in a quiet ass room that either got a fart or make some type of noise just to get attention. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, did you really just, like it's dead quiet in here and you just had to fart just to get
yeah,
things
right,
started?
Like,
come on. Like,
really?
Come on, man. Like, really? Like, nobody's
yeah,
checking for
like,
you.
Like
man.
I said, it's like being in school.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think a lot of people who do stuff like that probably had miserable childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Or nobody really paid attention to them in school. So what happened is they turn around and to their own, and the next thing you know, they start acting out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to places like work where people who really don't know them, just like social media, and they become somebody who they would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't much of shit.
Yep.
Name much
exactly.
anybody. And I'm saying to myself, like, yo, if you wasn't trying to front in the first place, maybe certain things just never would have went the way they went. But
exactly.
you too busy fronting, somebody going to pull your card. Your
somebody.
Card gonna get pulled one day. You know.
I say the same thing all the time. It's just like a lot of people that do certain things and it's just like you must didn't have very much attention as a child or in school or something like that. So you pick You pick when you come to work to, you know, like you said, you pick when you come to work to, you know, and you get a little tighter. Now you want to, you know, get all this attention and act a certain way. And it's like, why?
I mean, some of them probably don't have attention now. That's why they come to work acting stupid. Like, yo, it's not my fault if your man or your woman don't like you. Like,
exactly.
You got to like your,
or
you gotta
kids,
like
or your kids.
Yeah, your kids probably don't like that. Damn, your damn dog.
They're like, did she go
out
to work yet? Good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad she left for work. Did she go harass some people at work, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, there's no need for all of that. Like, a while ago, we did a episode on workplace violence. And it's like, some people just don't get it. And this is like the prelude to the violence when you at work and you talking smack about one of your coworkers and, you know, somebody like, yeah, yeah, she's stupid, or yeah, 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 he dumb, or they getting into an argument over who want to talk to who. Like, come on, come on.
Yep.
Like, really? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, like, serious as cancer, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, and I'm not,
I don't get it.
My thing is, I want to say something stupid. Just to say something stupid. That on the job, or it just be black folks?
you
like, yo.
You know what, Cooper? You know what's so funny is? They do.
Because I'm just wondering, like, is it just us? Because, like I said, when I look at, like, I don't watch reality shows, but sometimes I do take a glance at it. And I'm like, ew, like, are they really acting stupid like that? Like, and it seems like it's only us. Like, I don't watch too
because
many
that's
other shows.
That's what they're portraying. But let me tell you something. They do act like that. They act like that. How about this? They get worse because guess what? When they have them little holiday party, they're calm throughout the whole time they're working. Hey, Gerald Hill, this one. Hey, oh, hi, Susie. You know, they all nice and, you know, calm. But guess what? You know when they come out? When the holiday party.
Oh,
Christmas.
That's when they go.
Party.
When they go sit
the
up,
New
when they go
Year's.
Sit on the couch.
Yeah, that's when they come out because, you know, when they get a little taste.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to act.
Oh, that's true. We don't know how to act all the time.
See, they, like I said, theirs is coming up until they get a little taste in. Because I used to work in the school I used to work in. They used to have like the teacher parties and, you know, the parties for the teachers and stuff like that. And I've heard so many people come back and tell me how those teachers used to act like turn up. When I say turn up. Like, if you see them as a teacher, it's like, oh, Mr. So-and-so, they get to them parties and they get a taste in them. Like they say, a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. They get in them parties turn up to the point that they fighting and all kinds of stuff. And these are teachers.
No doubt. Yo, y'all rocking with the menu. 347-324-3395 is the calling number. That's 347-324-3395. It's Brother B. I got my cousin on helping me out with the show.
You ain't gonna tell him my name?
My cousin Keisha. Well, I know what you go. You don't do the Big Meesh no more. Big Meesh. So
it's
Keisha. So you gotta say the whole title. You gotta say it out. So Keisha, the American Dream.
Keisha, the Jackson's American Dream game.
Yeah, that's long. That's real long. Like,
said that's long.
Yeah, that was like a whole alphabet right there for me.
Well, I could be Big Red. That's okay. Keisha Big Red. So
okay, I like Big Red. Okay,
that's right, Big Red.
So, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about personal feelings in the workplace. And, you know, I mean, like I said, you talk to people, you got your own experiences, and it just seems like it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like it's either it's getting worse or maybe I'm just surrounded by too many knuckleheads. I don't know.
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. I'm telling you that out of all the jobs that I've had in my life, I've seen certain things happen. I've seen it. But like I said, with this job that with that 911, that is the most. Oh my God! I can't even describe like the things and the type of attitudes and just the things that I've seen there. It's just like what? It's just like people just didn't have no cool. They didn't just blatantly just say things and treat people. And like I said, I used to sit in the cut and just watch people, how they treated other people, how they talked to other people.
Oh, no doubt. Wait, hold on, cuz. We got a caller, 777. You on the air with the menu.
I'm back! The king of kings.
Hello?
Big Red, let me introduce you to the man, the myth, and the legend, Hot Rod.
Hello.
Hi.
How you
doing, sir? What's going on, brother?
Well, I'm still on a slave ship, so I have to make this short and sweet, just like my sex life.
Always spicing up the show. Always spicing up the show. I gotta love it.
I was listening to you guys earlier and about, you know, workplace and the way people dress, especially the females. And it's funny that I had the same conversation with some employees of mine in my workplace. It's not that hot outside. It's not that cold. But some of the things these females are wearing in the workplace, like, really? And my biggest pet peeve is if you go dress like that, you will get the attention. If you don't want that attention, don't dress a certain way. There's a time and place for everything.
Absolutely.
But you know, my workplace is, you know, the big thing about sexual harassment. But me and my people, we argue about this all the time. If a woman goes dress a certain way and you don't want attention, it's like me going to the hood and flashing money and showing my gold chain. I'm going to get the attention and I might get robbed. Same thing as dressing up a certain way in a workplace. Period.
True.
But if a guy says something to the lady, even a compliment, he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that if a woman goes dressed a certain way, most men are wolves. You're the sheep, we're wolves. We're going to holler at you. We're going to talk to you. Bottom line.
Exactly.
So why are you getting upset? But that's the way I see it. And when I see these females in my job, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I could look.
Wow.
I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
well, there's nothing wrong with looking.
If you don't say nothing, you could be accused of, being, playing for the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
True. Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right.
You know, you can't win.
And it's sad that it's like that because you're looking for that attention, but it's my thing is, what do you want somebody, if you're dressing scandalously, you got a lack of a better word, what do you want somebody to say? Oh, you got on a nice pair of shoes? No, they're not going to say you got, especially a man, he's not going to say you got a nice pair of shoes on.
No.
He ain't looking at your shoes,
especially if you got on a short skirt or a low-cut shirt or something tight. He's not going to say, oh, your shoes look nice.
No.
That's what maybe a female will say.
True, but if a woman wears a short skirt, of course I'm going to drop the pen and pick it up, try to get a closer look.
Exactly.
But that's what guys do.
But then she'll get it. Then now you want to get upset because he's saying something derogatory or saying something. Oh, you got a big old. Yeah, of course he's going to say that because look what you're showing.
True, but I have arguments with females all the time about this. And, like, it drives me crazy. Oh, it's not right for a guy to say this or a guy to touch. True. I never say it's wrong.
Right.
But, you know, once again, you're the sheep, you're a bunch of wolves. What do you expect?
Exactly.
You know,
and
it goes both ways.
Right. I get it that, a woman, the way a woman is dressed, shouldn't, you know, alter the way a man comes at a woman or whatever it is. But the thing is, just like you said, men, and like I always tell my cousin all the time, and I even tell my own son, men are physical, women are emotional. Men go by physical.
Very true. I can't argue with that. We are physical. Every time I'm ready to do my action, I take the lotion and handle my business in the bathroom or at home.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm very physical.
Right, but I'm just saying men look at the physical. My thing is they look at the physical, then they look at the mental.
True.
Afterwards.
Some don't even get past the physical.
Right.
No.
Exactly. Some men just stick straight to the like, yeah. That's
you know, I don't want to know your name. Just take me. Let me just take you now.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, but once again, stuff like that also breeds issues in the workplace because
mm-hmm.
one chick is dressing a certain way or a couple of people is dressing a certain way. You got one supervisor that ain't saying nothing, but then let that one person who probably got more body than everybody. Who's been keeping
mm-hmm.
herself on the low, come in and dress a certain way, then everybody got a problem.
Right.
You know who's like that? You know who's like that, Brother B? Anitra B.
Cool.
Despite how many dirty jokes I crack up about her,
mm-hmm.
she don't look for attention in her workplace. She always wears sweaters. Well, she don't show anything revealing. But she does get the most attention because she's not showing much.
Exactly.
So she's a no-win situation. It's a tease, like, you know, at least to the guy's imagination, what's underneath
right.
that.
Right.
Because like
right.
you said earlier, men, either way, you can't win with us.
Right.
With dogs, pigs, whatever you want to call us.
Right. And, I mean, the thing is even with, you know, like I said, even, you know, a man is going to see what he's going to see no matter what you wear. If he thinks that you're attractive and he likes the way you look, even if you got on the baggiest sweatpants, he's going to see through that.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, leads to imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I love my imagination.
Right, and then
oh,
later
yeah.
on he might be like...
Me too. Woo.
Right, then later on, you know, just like you said, leave something to imagine. Oh, I wonder what she like. You know, say to yourself, you know, I wonder what she looked like in a short skirt or a tight skirt or a nice dress. Like, then you can think about it because now you're intrigued because you're like, oh, she got on them baggy sweatpants. But you know what? If I take her out, and a lot of men don't think, I'm not saying all, but a lot of men don't think like this. Maybe if you take her out somewhere, she'll dress a certain way, then you can see all her goods of what she had. Then you can see everything.
Well, yes, damn right. Applebee's, 2 for $25. That's where I would take her. That's the way I want to see it. That's the way I want to see it. 2 for $25. Even exchange.
I love it.
That's an upgrade. Not the 2 for $20. I upgraded. 2 for $25.
I said.
I mean, it's just.
But
it's
before
just
I go, a long time ago, I did, you know, dated someone in the workplace, you know, fell in love and all that stuff. It was the best experience, but the worst experience. It's like a lesson learned.
Mm.
Like, don't crap what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When things get sour, you have to see each other. And for me, everybody knew your business. You couldn't hide
yep.
it.
Yeah,
and that was,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
one of the problems. You
yeah,
know,
somebody
it,
telling somebody.
Yep. That,
yeah,
that,
so,
that,
you know.
Definitely, that
gossip,
is definitely one of the biggest, craziest things in the workplace that happens when somebody's dating somebody and everybody know, or this person used to date that person and you dating them now, Lord have mercy.
Or somebody
Ooh.
Hating.
Yep.
Somebody
yeah.
hating. So,
yep.
you know, somebody got somebody leftovers.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but if
oh,
I go
well.
If I go date someone else at the workplace, why would Brother B want to jump on that if we broke up? What does that mean?
Because
right.
you got some people out there that are just like, listen. All right, listen. It's like selling. It's like you bought a brand new Maserati, and you drove it around for a year. You get tired of it. You sell it. Somebody's gonna buy that used car.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't going to mind driving it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Eddie, we can't have brand new all the time.
No.
So, you know,
one man's trash is another person's treasure, something like that.
Yeah.
Or, exactly.
Or you got some people out there that just want to show you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they broke up? Or I wonder why they broke up? Oh, well, I'm going to show him or I'm going to show her that I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They just and that's where some beef start. You know,
yep.
just because
competition. Yeah.
Yeah, the competition. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do it better. Or I'm gonna treat them better and see I can get a reaction. Some people,
you know what?
It did work. Man.
That happened to me. It did work. I did get jealous. To see someone, see that person dating someone else, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's rubbing in your face in a way.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah, it is.
In a way, like, rubbing in your face. Whether intentional or not, you still feel some type of jealousy, like, really?
Right.
So
like,
that's
like,
why.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, like, you know what? It was a wham, bam, thank you, man. No problem. But now these people want all this relationship thing? No. That's okay. Not in a workplace.
Yeah, I just, it's like you can't do, like, I've seen that too where, you know, you see women fighting over one dude, and where I work at, it was like the ratio of men to women was like, you know, it was much more women there than men, and it's like women, you fighting over this one dude.
Really? Are you hiring? I work there. No problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I love competition.
It was horrible.
Especially if you're the meat they fighting for.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not going to argue. But it's funny how I have this one coworker who's, I think, dating or, you know, getting on with another coworker. And you try to keep it secret, but you see other people try to holler at your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the jealousy coming out of nowhere. Like, you start jumping in. It shows signs that y'all guys are dating or messing around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how more rumors, more talks are going around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody's always going to test the waters. You know, you're always going to have somebody to test. They want to see, oh, wait a minute, are those two really going out? Are they really doing this? Oh, let's find out. You know,
exactly.
To a degree, you gotta play it cool. But then again, how cool can you really play it when somebody's really trying to push your button?
And that's the
problem, pushing the button pushes.
Yeah, but there's always a limit someone could take. There's always a limit.
And trust the people on the job that will push that limit. Like, it makes me wonder, like, wait a minute. Do they ever think that they can't get fired, too? Like, some of these people be so reckless, like, they think they just can't lose their job, either.
I think that's what it is. They feel that they can't get fired or nobody's going to reprimand them, or because some of them, just like you said, they brown nose.
Ooh, don't get me started on that one. That's a whole different show.
Some of them, they brown nose, so they figure, oh, if this person says something, all I got to do is go to so-and-so, and they, you know, and everything will be erased, will be good. No, like, stop it.
Yeah, but whatever happened to, like, hierarchy actually respecting people's, like, civil liberties or rights or whatever, like, my gosh. Like, come on now, like, I can understand. Do you become a boss just to boss people around, or do you become a boss or a supervisor just to get up the ladder? You know what I'm saying? To achieve something better.
I believe getting up the ladder.
Some
people do it just to boss people around. And I'm like, yo, those are the people that shouldn't be in power, but yet they give them that. And it's not any real power.
Uh-huh. All right, well, a question for you guys. You have your own company. You see someone dating your employees. Will you interfere or you let it be or give them a warning?
Well, listen, I would tell them, listen, I'll pull them each one to the side. Or I'll probably pull them both to the side to listen. Y'all live your life and do what you do. But, yo, do it out there. Don't do it in here. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna cost me money.
Yeah.
When y'all start acting up. So whatever your personal...
Right, when things start going sour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. I'm calling out.
I don't want to work with this person.
Yeah, or try to get the person, just like you said, try to get the person fired or have them, you know, leave because you don't want to see that person. Like, come on. No.
Yeah.
But
just like you said, if they're mature enough, my thing is, if you're mature enough to handle whatever it is you're handling at the workplace and you're mature enough, just like you said, sit them both to the side, let them know that, listen, I don't care what you do, but just keep it outside of this place because I'm running this business and I have to run this.
Yeah.
And
don't
I want to keep
up my money, and I won't mess up yours.
Right. Don't mess up my money, and I won't mess up yours. Exactly.
But if that romance is making you money, you're like, hey, keep on going.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you want to keep, you want people to be happy, but I don't want them to be too happy to the point where they start missing the point of things. Because like I said, I mean, you listen, you have an argument at home. You don't bring that to work.
Right.
But not, but most of the time, people are going to bring that to work. That's why you shouldn't crap where you eat, man. It's just, listen, unless you got control of your feelings, and you like, listen, I got to keep a paycheck. Hey, there's some people that keep it in perspective. There's a lot of people that don't.
Yep.
So, you know, that's why I'm like, yo, all that stuff. I'm like, I'm ready to go to work and just be a mime. Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do nothing. Like, just leave
yeah,
me alone.
Right. I don't get that. Like I said, I've heard of other people even, you know, like, they always get, like, they are at work and they always getting into something with somebody, arguments, oh, this person, that other. I can't do that. I like to go to work, mind my business, and that's it.
Some people love that drama.
I don't want to get into arguments with people. I don't want to go to work every day and I got to be confrontational with somebody every day. I don't want to do that.
But then there are people like you who want to go to work and mind your business, and somebody be like, why is she so quiet? Let's see.
You're the bad person.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the bad person for being quiet.
You know what that is? You know what it is? Oh, she's antisocial. Oh, she don't like people. No. Just like my cousin will say, I ain't antisocial. I'm anti what?
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's that. But I ain't going to lie. I'll be quick to tell you, yeah, I don't like you. Like, no, I don't. Like, oh, yeah, I may. Today, yesterday I was antisocial. Today, I ain't with your bullshit, but tomorrow, I just don't like you.
Right.
So,
I just don't like you.
Yeah, I just don't like
you.
Like,
but why do you have to be antisocial for? You can, it's not good for the environment. It's not good for the job. It's not good for the workplace.
Listen,
well,
you know what?
One person's
definition of antisocial doesn't mean it's not mine. It's like, what you eat, I don't shit, and vice versa. So you can't. I hate when people try to label you something, especially at the workplace. They want to label you, and then they want to try and make a case on you if something go wrong. And it's not like that, because nine times out of ten, most people don't want to take the time to get to know you anyway. They just rather label you instead of trying to know you.
Right.
I understand, but they call me the drunk, but I'm the one that still get to work on time.
Exactly.
They call me the drunk.
They call me the drunk all the time because Brother B, see me. I drink. I have no problem. But I have not called out from work.
You like to indulge in the spirits. It's all good.
Yeah.
Everybody gets thirsty. Everybody gets thirsty.
But these kids, these people, they start making out after three drinks. I'm like, really? It take you that much?
I'm not with it. I'm just not the type of, I just don't want to be bothered. Like I said, when I see people are into a lot of nonsense, I try to stay away from that.
Yeah.
I got you. So, yo, we got like a minute and change left. Hot Rod, when's the next show, man?
I'm coming back
the
on the 21st.
The absolute truth.
Yes, Monday night the 21st.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
We're gonna do
a
year in review tonight. Yes,
sounds good. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna make sure I'm up and I'm calling it. You know, so any final thoughts? Final thoughts, Big Red?
Friendship does not pay the bills.
Absolutely, I say go to work and mind your business.
Yeah.
What is that Kevin Hart? That episode Kevin Hart was on stage. He said, "Mind your goddamn motherfucker."
Yeah, mind your goddamn motherfucker.
Yo, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yo, and on that note, yo, another episode of Menu in the Can. Thanks everybody for calling in. Hot Rod.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Thank
you.
You
know, Big Red, Cuz. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And everybody have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
And remember, tell everybody, mind your business.
All right, later.
All right, baby.
Wait, what happened?